listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A man is facing a grievous bodily harm charge after a stabbing incident in Perth's north. It's alleged the 35-year-old wounded another man on Friday morning after approaching him from behind as they walked in Bankshire Grove. The victim required emergency surgery. The federal government has highlighted the need for abortion procedures to remain safe in Australia. It follows international outrage at the overturning of abortion rights by the US Supreme Court. Dozens have protested in Perth over fears it'll have implications worldwide. The Prime Minister has stopped in Dubai on his way to Spain to thank Australian defence personnel for their role in the evacuation of Afghanistan last year. Anthony Albanese will arrive in Madrid tonight to attend the critical NATO summit tomorrow. Mr Albanese says the war in Ukraine is expected to dominate talks.
Our values of maintaining a sense of order in the global environment is one that can't be taken for granted. It does have to be defended.
Climate protesters have been arrested in Sydney after causing major disruptions. That includes a woman who allegedly locked herself to the steering wheel of her car this morning after blocking an entrance to the Sydney Harbour Tunnel. Acting Assistant Commissioner Paul Dunstan says getting her out of the vehicle wasn't easy.
Police were in position for such behaviour, and police rescue were on scene quickly, and they did cut that woman free from the vehicle.
In sport, Melbourne's Majak Dor has announced his immediate retirement from the AFL. He's decided to go amid new injury concerns after a 12-year football career. Fremantle has confirmed Darcy Tucker will undergo surgery after fracturing his finger while playing in the Waffle at the weekend. It's not yet clear how long he will be on the sidelines. And Port Adelaide could be boosted this weekend by the inclusions of Scott Lycett and Orazio Fantasia for their clash with the Dockers.
Listener.